as I read District Organizational Development. My name is Doug Marsh, and I'm the National Rural Rangers Director. In the previous article, we discussed alignment, how it is important the ministry efforts of the local, district, and national leaders be synced up so Rural Rangers is influential and effective in meeting the needs of boys and young men in our ever-changing society. Alignment means local, district, and national leaders each know their roles, do it well, and fully support one another in their unique roles. We are on the same sheet of music, we are on the same team. As things change in our learning organization, we adapt even to the extent of redefining roles. We all serve, adapt, and strive to influence more boys and young men than ever, more effectively than ever, year after year after year. Largely, alignment also means we all toe the line. We play our roles and do them well within the framework of our strategic plans. Imagine an orchestra full of talented musicians, each playing his favorite part of the composition at will rather than following the director's lead. At best, it would be comical, and no, we don't want people laughing at Rural Rangers. But more likely than not, it would be chaotic. Just because we work in alignment with regard to our vision, our mission, our values, our strategic goals, our common policies, and our endeavors to reach shared outcomes, it does not mean every district can or should function or be structured alike. As a ministry, we should place high value on local knowledge. This is the reason the National Rural Rangers Ministries is introducing curricular and advancement system changes that provide high level of flexibility at the local church level. These leaders know best how to reach in and touch their communities. In the same way, we should create maximum flexibility for districts. Of course, balance is key. There are areas requiring disciplined alignment and areas that allow for maximum flexibility. How the Alaska District, for instance, expresses its evangelize, equip, empower role will be very different from the Hawaii, the Spanish Eastern, or even the Peninsula Florida District. Each is equally committed to fulfilling its role, but each will accomplish it differently and thus be organized and structured quite differently. A commitment to alignment where needed, coupled with a great measure of flexibility, will bring increasing success. So how does a district achieve that balance as it organizes, or in some cases, reorganizes itself? Reference the chart, Structure District Organizational Development. As we walk systematically through an explanation of it, keep in mind that the purpose of alignment, coupled with flexibility, is to bring health and wellness to the ministry. Our focus in the balance of this article will be on district health. What is healthy will naturally grow. Health is self-evident. A healthy district will, number one, grow by adding new member churches each year. Number two, it will develop adult and junior leaders, perpetuating new leaders each year. Number three, it will relate well in the district with a solid reputation for serving and strengthening current leaders, churches, and members, and serving cross-functionally with other church ministries. And finally, number four, it will sustain itself financially by way of chartering, events, and other means. If wellness is absent to whatever degree, a careful assessment of your internal systems using the chart on pages 42 and 43 will help. Environment and vision. Health and ministry starts and is sustained with clear vision. Rural Rangers' vision is to influence more boys and young men than ever, more effectively than ever. We look at the needs of those around us through this lens, asking, how can we be more influential and effective? Our vision is people, not program. This is a good place to address a phenomena common of ministries our age. Over time, some leaders may have developed and perpetuated a program mindset rather than a ministry mindset. There is an obvious difference in ministry-focused leaders and program-focused leaders. Ministry focus is on people and their needs, recognizing that people are unique and the methods used to reach the next one are always new and exciting discoveries. Leaders with ministry focus tend to be environmentally responsive. Their vision does not change, but their surroundings do. Therefore, they alter their approach to remain influential and effective in people's lives. Here again, it is a case for maximum ministry flexibility. Program-focused, on the other hand, is far more mechanistic than people-focused. These leaders mistakenly believe that if they mechanically run the program prescribed, quote, by the national, they will enjoy success. Repetition and rigidity is required here. Focusing intently on the program, these leaders assume that if they keep perfecting it, it will become a great sensation. They reason, if we build it more and more perfectly, they will come. They minister in a bubble with little interaction with their surroundings. While programmatic ministry can produce some results, people-focused ministry is always more effective and definitely more exciting by ministering with eyes wide open, unshackled by the familiar, and freed from the predictable. How do leaders slip into program-focused ministry? It happens slowly over time as they realize how erratic people can be and how people can hurt them. It happens when they realize that ministry is messy at times, that people don't stay inside the lines of time constraints, and that people can at times intrude on comfort zones. So leaders might be tempted to insulate themselves in routine programming, year in and year out, mechanically and repetitively doing their thing. Ineffectiveness haunts them, but they shroud it in statements such as, "At least God will find me faithful," or, "I'm doing my part and leaving the results to God." Sometimes they become defensive and look for scapegoats and say, "People just don't volunteer the way they once did." Now please don't misunderstand. The intention here is not to denigrate these leaders. Most of them are well-intentioned. They recognize the value of mentoring future men and are highly devoted to Roll Rangers. The purpose of these words is not to discourage them, but to free them. People-focused ministry is so much more effective and personally gratifying. What a sense of satisfaction when you can release a leader from programmatic thinking. This is why Roll Rangers must be a simple, flexible, and effective resource that will enable them to inspire boys and young men to undertake a journey in pursuit of Christ-like manhood and lifelong servant leadership. Roll Rangers must be an adventurous ministry with a clear and inspiring vision to influence more boys and young men than ever, more effectively than ever. Our vision is for people, not program. Vision is the start and the sustainer of ministry health. Where there is no future hope, people give up. That is why the old saying is true: leaders are dealers in hope. As an organizational leader, you are privileged to set the example by focusing on the needs of churches and boys in your district, seeking to be influential in their lives and effective in ministry to them. You are cheerleader-in-chief, encouraging those around you to be influential and effective. The most important way to keep vision fresh and alive is to maintain the spiritual fires of the ministry burning red hot. Ministry vision and spirituality are closely related because vision is born and expressed in a vertical relationship with God and in a horizontal relationship with those around us. As organizational leaders, we set the tone, ordering in our own lives programs, promises, and disciplines that enable us to live in close communion and awareness of the presence of God. We minister and lead from the abundant overflow of that relationship. Every other ministry activity we engage in will deplete energy. Only our relationship with God will restore it. So apart from spiritually ignited individuals coming together to pursue a common vision, Royal Ranger's vision will become only a smoldering ember. 1. Assessment. Action. District Roll Rangers Director and Leadership Team assess external and internal environmental considerations. Healthy ministry cannot be divorced from its surroundings. As stated earlier, people-focused ministry is highly responsive to its environment. To be influential and effective, a clear understanding of and interaction with our ministry environment is required. Start with an assessment of your external environment. Some starter questions are included on the chart. Staying in tune with your surroundings will give you direction. Next, you need to engage in introspection, looking at yourself and your leadership team. Here, too, areas to consider can be found on the chart. Jim Collins talks about assessment in Good to Great. He calls it looking under the rocks at the fun and scary things. Knowing the reality of the context in which you minister, along with its opportunities, its threats, technologies, resources, expectations, the culture, personalities, ministry history, and so forth, all of these are necessary. Though it is not easy, picking up rocks to examine what's there and doing so with a heart of faith and with the right spirit is for your own good and that of the ministry you steward. This assessment process is an exercise in learning who you want to influence in ministry and who or what you wish to be influenced by. Boundaries between a ministry and its environment are porous, so we must be discerning to allow in only those influences that will be positive. Think of the district as an organism that must take in raw material from around itself to thrive. What you allow into your district ministries in terms of human resources, technologies, advice, and so forth will either contribute energy or deplete it. Anytime you are making such assessments, pray intently for divine guidance and wisdom. God is eager to empower you to challenge and shape our culture. That is what our vision statement is all about, being influential and effective. 2. Strategic direction. Action. Establish strategic direction with measurable goals in the areas of grow, develop, relate, and in other areas, and do so in alignment with ministry vision, mission, values, and overarching goals. Strategic direction is a holistic plan for expressing the vision, that is, to influence more boys and young men than ever, more effectively than ever, in your area or areas of stewardship. Your design should be measurable and in alignment with the vision, mission, values, and overarching goals of the ministry. Also, ask yourself, are your plans consistent with the hedgehog principle? That is, are you doing what Royal Rangers is passionate about, what it is the best in the world at, and what will rev up its financial engines? Will your actions be consistent with the culture Royal Rangers desires to maintain? Allegiance to these considerations will maintain ministry alignment even as districts each express its evangelize, equip, empower role to grow, develop, and relate in very unique ways. 3. Organizational design. Action. Define how the district will organize its human and financial resources to accomplish its strategic goals and direction. Experienced organizational leaders know the wisdom of taking this third step only after taking steps 1 and 2. Only after you know your environment, derive definition from it, and have planned strategic direction do you organize people and resources, make policies and so forth to achieve the strategic direction. The National Council magazine suggests 3 organizational design options most likely to serve your district well: the functional grouping, divisional grouping, and geographic grouping. We could also throw in a 4th called the multi-focus grouping, which is a combination of 2 of the other structures. Refer to the National Council magazine for illustrations on the structural options provided. Districts are free to create the structures that will serve them best, but there are a few core positions required in order to maintain alignment between the district and the national office. These are defined and explained in the new Royal Rangers operational guidelines found in the National Council magazine. As districts develop their organizational design with its structure, policies, procedures, and so forth, it is important that the district set itself up for maximum flexibility because we want to be a learning organization that can respond with relative ease to environmental changes. We are ministering to children and youth who tend to be on the bleeding edge of everything that is new and different. Growing churches also morph and adapt. To remain influential and effective, we should seek to be quick and responsive. Flat structures versus vertical command and control top-down structures tend to be most adept for learning organizations. Good communication and coordination is key to success. 4. Evaluate. Action. QLC, question, learn, and change. Routinely evaluate outcomes by measuring effectiveness, efficiency, and relationships. Then reassess your entire system. What, if anything, needs to change? Routine reflection and evaluation is a leader's best friend. In any organization or ministry, there will be a gap between the desired output and the reality. So look at your key performance indicators, your KPIs, and ask, did we grow as much as we wanted? Did we develop as many leaders as we had hoped? Did we achieve our relate goals? This difference signals a symptom of a breakdown that prevented or is preventing your ideal level of accomplishment. Evaluation allows you to identify the obstacles, whether it's manpower, personalities, procrastination, programs, finance, expertise, communications, or other things. Be reminded that one of the leader's primary duties is to identify and then remove obstacles so that influence and effectiveness are regularly improved. Effective evaluations require mastering the art of asking good questions. This is a skill developed with practice and through personal growth by exposing yourself to new experiences and people, by having mentors or reading books, visiting websites, acquiring resources, going to conferences, traveling, getting formal education, and by way of regular and extended times of prayer. These give you insight and, when coupled with the creative genius of the Holy Spirit, become part of that overflow from which you serve others and carry the ministry you steward to new heights. Here are 3 areas of inquiry, and there are certainly others, that may help you gauge success. Effectiveness. This is the degree to which the district realizes its strategic direction and goals. Clearly record goals in advance and quantify those that can be. Measurable goals help determine effectiveness and efficiency. Efficiency. This is the amount of human and/or financial resources used to produce a unit of output. Here are some examples of what I mean when I say a unit of output. First, you have an evening program at your summer camp. The cost for all the evenings combined is $5,000 for your speaker, the sets, the supply, and the rest. 52 boys and young men come to Christ, and 36 are filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Here's another. The district sponsors an event for 5 boys that requires 30 leaders to run. You get the idea. This data helps you answer the ROI question. Was the return worth the investment? ROI stands for return on investment, the investment of time, creativity, energy, finance, and the rest. Relationship. Ministry is about loving extravagantly, and as Royal Ranger leaders, we want friendship to charge our ministry atmosphere. So relationship can also help us measure ministry outcomes. True, relationships can only be tested intuitively, but you can nonetheless feel the presence or absence of love, enthusiasm, or excitement. In a ministry setting, a high sense of satisfaction will be derived by team members when goals are met. Picture in your mind a gas gauge, and you'll notice on the side it says full, three-fourths, half, a quarter, and empty. On this relational gauge that would be similar to your gas gauge, it might read on the high end gratitude, contentment as you move down, indifference, distance, or conflict. Gauging interpersonal relationships on this scale will help you judge how well the district is achieving its strategic goals. When the district is consistently hitting the mark, morale will be high and momentum will be on your side, and this will be reflected in relationships. However, when the opposite is true, look to internal systems for ineffectiveness and inefficiencies. Perhaps communication is breaking down, discouragement might be setting in because of delays, a team member may have failed to meet goals that others were depending on for their own success. In ministry, our goal is to gain a win-win, where the individual and the ministry are both growing. If this is happening, relationships will be strong, even while some friction can be expected as goals are pursued. Now let me offer you a word of warning. Beware when relationships are strong, but growth and progress are absent. That's a social club. Christ calls us to ministry, to relate to one another, to serve one another, and to serve together with one another, expressing His heart to the world, and in that way transform it. Our friendships should challenge us to greater influence and effectiveness. The job of every servant leader is to balance respect for the person on one hand, and respect for the mission or task on the other. After asking penetrating questions in these areas and perhaps others, it is time to ask, what if anything in the system needs to change? We are not talking about reactionary change, but thoughtful, innovative, and creative responses to what is learned. Calculated risk-taking is valued and rewarded. To this end, it is important to ask if anything has changed in the external or internal ministry environment that would require consideration, if plans and goals need to be redrafted in any way, and if any changes need to be made in structure, policies, procedures, and so forth. This QLC, Question, Learn, Change exercise will enable you to constantly improve so that Royal Rangers is capable of influencing more boys and young men all across this nation and around the world. Ministry health is the goal of every Royal Rangers leader because what is kept healthy will naturally grow. According to Norman Shawchuk, an experienced ministry consultant, organizational lethargy can limit the work of the Spirit in the same way spiritual apathy would. To this end, we must be like King David, who had spiritual uprightness and skillful hand. It takes both spiritual and organizational discipline to bring about ministry health. So with God's help, let us do our best.